Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program that highlights happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. Stay with us. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller says her administration remains committed to making early childhood education a priority area for policy action and funding. She says development of the nation's children and securing their future in a safe and prosperous Jamaica is a top priority for the government.
The children of Jamaica are dear to my heart. In fact, the development of the children of Jamaica and securing their future in a safe, prosperous Jamaica with opportunities for their success must be the number one priority of the government and all the people of Jamaica. The government that I lead is giving special focus to the children. Early childhood education is at the forefront of the government's agenda.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller was addressing a contract signing ceremony for the upgrade of Care Bear Early Childhood Development Center in Whitfield Town, Southwest St. Andrew last week. The school is to benefit from expansion works under an $11 million grant being provided by the government of Japan. The Prime Minister has expressed gratitude to the government of Japan for its continued support of Jamaica, noting that the nation remains a faithful friend. A joint select committee of parliament is reviewing several pieces of legislation as part of the government's thrust to protect the nation's women and girls and eliminate acts of violence against them. This was disclosed by Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller in a speech delivered by Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner at a church service held recently to commemorate International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. The legislation under review are the Sexual Offences Act, the Offences Against the Person, Domestic Violence, and Child Care and Protection Acts.
Violence against women is unacceptable and illegal. And this government is not only committed, but will continue to put measures in place to provide greater security and protection for women in the fight to eliminate violence against women.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller further noted that work is also far advanced on Jamaica's sexual harassment legislation, which will provide an avenue of redress for women who are so violated. She is calling on all citizens to play their part in addressing acts of violence against women and girls.
The government can do its part, but it is the responsibility of all of us to do all that we can to give our women and girls a new reality and a different outlook by breaking the culture of violence and the culture of silence on this issue.
She further urged women who have been abused to find the courage to end the vicious cycle of violence by speaking up and seeking help. The Prime Minister is assuring that the government will continue to educate citizens to build public awareness of gender-based violence and violence against women, and ultimately engender a culture of peace and respect for all. In more news from the Office of the Prime Minister, four persons have been appointed to serve on the board of the National Housing Trust, the NHT. The appointment by Cabinet brings the total number of current board members to 12, three more than the number legally required under the NHT Act for the board to function. The new appointees, along with the existing directors, will serve until the life of the current board expires on April 2, 2015. And Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner has disclosed that 50 projects have been approved since the government's national campaign to reduce the spread of the chikungunya virus, CHIKV, started in October. The approvals subcommittee under the program has endorsed 39 projects for members of parliament, MPs, and 11 for parish councils. The project activities involve an island-wide cleanup of communities and an integrated vector control program specifically geared at reducing the breeding sites of the Aedes aegypti mosquito, which transmits CHIKV.
Parish councils and members of parliament have been active in their communities and are leading the effort. Jamaicans are heeding the call to take personal responsibility for removing containers and clearing areas in which water settles and where mosquitoes can lay eggs and multiply.
Senator Faulkner was speaking at a Jamaica House media briefing last week. That's it for this edition of Jamaica House Weekly. Join us again next time for more stories coming out of the Office of the Prime Minister.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.